In part 8 of the 2023 Miami Hurricanes opponent preview series, I will preview the Virginia Cavaliers, our opponent, at Hard Rock Stadium on October 28. Virginia's 2022 season ended with a 3-7 record under first-year head coach Tony Elliott, and there's no assurance it'll improve this year. They have 9 returning starters back on offense and have significant questions at the quarterback position. Tony Musket, who came in from Mamba in the transfer portal, is suspected to win the starting job. But Coach Elliott must also navigate the offense through considerable changes at receiver and on the offensive line. Now, while the offense may not be performing its best, the defense is projected to be more promising, with 6 of the 9 returning starters coming back. That includes ACC All-American candidates Chico Bennett, Aaron Fumé, and Antonio Clary. Let's look at Virginia's offense. In Tony Elliott's first year as the head coach, the transition from the air raid to a more pro-style offense was a disastrous failure. Now, year two could be even more disastrous. They're in the process of introducing a new quarterback, Musket, and they have to replace 4 of their top 5 wide receivers and rebuild their entire offensive line. Now, Brendan Armstrong, who was there last year, is now at NC State as an in-conference player. The Cavaliers have a dual-threat option named Jay Wolfolk, who also plays on their baseball team. We all know about him, if you follow baseball. Now, Elliott's looking to establish the running game, and the Cavaliers' offensive line is a major concern. However, their strength will be their running game. Let's look at their defense. New defensive coordinator is John Rozinski. They gave up 30 points fewer last year than they did in 21. But will that be the case again in 23? They lost some key players on defense, like Nick Jackson and Anthony Johnson. But they have their entire defensive front back, and they're very deep at safety. Chico Bennett Jr., Cam Butler, and other edge rushers should put enough pressure on the opposing quarterbacks to take away from the new corners, Aaron Fumé and Jameer Carter. Let's go to Antonio Clary. Fumé, Carter, Clary, and Sanker are all back at safety, but their linebackers and cornerbacks need to show some promise. Let's look at their special teams. Daniel Sparks, who's been named to this year's ACC All-American team, comes back as his kicker, Will Betrich. Demick Sterling's also back, but the biggest question mark was going to be returning punts. Now, Billy Kemp IV filled in for him the last 4 years, but he's now in Lincoln with the Cornhuskers. There's also wide receiver Ethan Davies, who filled in for Kemp when he got hurt last year. And now he will have to step up and be that guy returning kicks. Now, when I look at the schedule and from McCain's perspective, Elliott's first year in Charlottesville was a disaster. No offense, lots of close losses, and the program's first losing season since 2016. After 10 games, we all know what happened with the tragic shooting death of 3 players. And the coach and his staff said they had to move on. That's tough to do, both on and off the field. The Cavs have to get their offense back on track and shore up the defense. And that early season schedule isn't great. They have Tennessee, and they have Maryland, plus a tricky in-state game against James Madison. Then you have the awaited ACC opener against Brendan Armstrong, who I will discuss in the next part of the series when I preview NC State. Now, from the Canes' perspective, coming off a likely tough loss against Clemson, this is a game where you take your frustrations out on the next opponent after a loss. Last year was close up in Charlottesville. This year, it will not be close. The Canes should and likely will win this game rather easily, and we'll see the backups late in the third and all the fourth. Now, my prediction for Virginia in 2023 is 5-7. As I said earlier, in part 9 of the series, I will preview the NC State Wolfpack.